It's time. Grab my jewels. Let's get the hell out of here. Fire mountain blows its load all over you, all over me.
Musical opening of the meeting.
We have the power to capture imaginations and influence how the world behaves. But we've used that power without thinking about its effect. Until we paused and reconsidered what was essential. And for a moment, we only made what the world truly needed. We now have an opportunity to use our influence for society and the planet's best interests. Because right there in front of us is a great big blank page. Our chance to use our creativity to reimagine, to question what we influence, to reset the way we live. So pick up your pens, your mouse, your camera, write, play, perform, or whatever you do, and join the Great Reset.
Hey guys, it's KJ from The Scariest Movie Ever. The veil is lifting, and the veil is lifting quickly. As far as signs and symbols for the beast system go, they're still pouring in. I can tell you that with everything I've seen and everything I can kind of see coming, that 2024 is going to be one hell, truly hell, of a year. We know that the dragon is often associated with Satan. This is where we first find that reference in the Bible. So of course we have the dragon symbolism, and here we are going into 2024, the year of the dragon. Coincidentally, I believe next year is going to be the year of the snake. What you're looking at here is from I Pet Goat 2. It's an animation that came out a few years ago, 2012. Very esoteric, a lot of occult symbolism. Right here we're seeing what many of us believe is the Notre Dame Cathedral spire collapsing. It's very similar here, as you can see. And there's a lot of that coded messaging all throughout I Pet Goat 2. Now here's a painting from the movie Rosemary's Baby, and I pointed this out long ago, I think back around the time that the spire collapsed, Notre Dame. But that's what you're looking at right here, I believe, is predictive programming, symbolism, satanic symbolism of the burning of Notre Dame. And of course the message here is the burning of the church, you know, because she's dealing with Satanists in this movie. But I thought that was very interesting. And now on to more of the occult symbolism we're so used to in this world right now, the phoenix. So we know now that the spire and much of the church burned in Notre Dame, but now it's rising from the ashes like a phoenix. And I want to show you the symbolism with that. The phoenix is another one of those symbols of the beast system I've pointed out forever, it feels like. But we see it over and over and over again. And if you've watched some of my videos, you've seen where I point this out quite a bit. Well, the phoenix is back. And this time it has to do with Notre Dame and the spire. I want to show you this clip, but when you see it, you'll definitely, I believe, understand that this is a phoenix you're looking at. They're trying to tell the world, trying to tell the media, that this is a rooster and this is just a weather vane. It's just a rooster, but again, knowing the people we're dealing with, knowing how much they love using this symbol, and the phoenix is all about the destruction of everything and building back better. It's one of the common phrases they use now explaining what they're going to do. So they're trying to destroy everything now, right? And then build it back, not really better, but into a prison grid and a kill grid. for who's left in this world. Anyway, check this clip out, and you'll see what I mean. The Phoenix once again represented.
Turning now to the rebuilding of Notre Dame, the French cathedral that was nearly destroyed by a devastating fire back in 2019. Our foreign correspondent James Longman has been following the progress of the reconstruction of this historical landmark. Good morning, James.
Yeah, good morning, Deborah. The French have just witnessed quite a moment. We all remember when the spire of Notre Dame fell through the building during that fire back in 2019. Well, the new one has been rebuilt. It is back on top of the building. You can see it there, shrouded in scaffolding at the moment. But we got the chance to climb right to the very top of it. It has been literally a military plan getting this church back up and running, open to visitors next year. And the changes so far have been spectacular.
When Notre Dame caught fire in 2019, millions watched a piece of history burn. An international treasure nearly destroyed. The challenge to rebuild it, huge. I saw the scale of the damage in early 2021, the massive hole in the roof still wide open. But now, just a year till completion, the finish line is in sight.
And you can see the spire.
We climb our way towards the very top of the new spire.
You can see the stonework here. This is all completely new. It was too destroyed to recover, and this woodwork, the beams have all been freshly laid, and you can see that bunch of flowers. That's a gift from the carpenters to say that they're done with this part.
Hundreds of feet up, the scale of this colossal project is clear.
And here we are, right on the top of Notre Dame de Paris. I mean, take a look at this view, it's extraordinary. And the spire is back. I mean, those images, when the spire initially crumbled down into the church when it was on fire, they sent shockwaves all over the world, and it was a trauma for France. It being back now, standing tall over the city, it's a rebirth. How do you feel when you see it?
I feel very happy, very proud. Proud for all the companions, all the workers, which work with enthusiasm.
And there's another example of the hidden symbolism of the Phoenix right before our very eyes. It's taking place right now. You may have heard of asteroid Bennu. Well, Bennu is actually a phoenix of ancient Egypt. So we have the phoenix once again, and the mysteries of Bennu, of the asteroid. And of course, Osiris is involved in all of this as well. You see how all the symbolism, all the hidden things, and it's all just becoming prominent and right in front of us.
OSIRIS-REx is NASA's first asteroid sample return mission. It launched in September 2016 on a journey to explore a near-Earth asteroid called Bennu. After arriving in 2018, OSIRIS-REx spent nearly 2 years orbiting Bennu, mapping and studying its rugged terrain before carrying out its primary science objective.
For many years, I've covered a lot of the supernatural events that I find very interesting, and just events in general that are unusual, things that are strange, a bit on the fringe. One thing I've seen a lot of, especially over the last decade, has been these mysterious creatures washing up on beaches all around the world. And there's not just one, there's not just a couple, this isn't even all of them, this is just some of them, some of the headlines here. Sea monster washes ashore, it's all sea monster, giant sea creatures, beasts from the sea, if you know what I mean. And it's increasing. Like I said, it's not slowing down. I've been watching this take place for years. I was covering this kind of stuff like 10 years ago. It's like, why are all these weird creatures washing up on beaches? We had a famous one in Manhattan. I think that was around 2012. Weird creature washed up there. But just another sign of the times, man. Everything's coming to the forefront. And there are strange things out there that have been hidden from us for a very long time. But in these days, as we're drawing near to the end, an apocalypse is upon us, which is a revealing. All of these strange things are being revealed, coming out. Here's a really interesting clip that just popped up online over the last few days as far as speaking on how things are changing and how stranger things are coming in. I know it's hard for people to believe some of the supernatural stuff, but you're going to lose that, man. You're going to lose that disbelief as this stuff keeps coming in. Not everybody will, though. Some people are never going to be able to see or understand. But things are about to get even stranger than they already have been. Case in point, this video. Now, most times when I find a really interesting supernatural video, oftentimes, quickly, you'll see people saying, oh, this has been debunked, you know, but there's no debunking. And I saw it with this, people, oh, this has been debunked, but no one's debunked it yet. You can watch this guy filming the moon with his phone, capturing something very interesting there. And there's a crowd of people around him, and they all see the same thing. So check it out, and you decide for yourself. But what is this massive face next to the moon? What is that? Is it a Titan? Is it one of the old giants? Or is that our... I don't think it's our Heavenly Father. You'll see what I mean. It looks kind of evil. But just check this out.
It's kind of a face up there. There's a face. All right. Y'all see that? Mm-hmm. Now that's the face, people. It's up there again.
Sherry, come look at this.
It's up there again. There's the face. This is not an app. It's a face. Everybody's out here. Everybody's out here looking. We're coming out here to see. Hold up, I gotta get this. Y'all see that?
That's crazy.
That's crazy. Now, hold up. Let me zoom so everybody can see it. Nice. Zoom on it. Hey, y'all need to call somebody. Yeah. Tell them we're out here, what we're looking at. Now, y'all see this. You see it, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm just saying, there it is. That's a nice, crispy face. Hey, somebody got another phone? I don't want to be the only one recording this.
No, Roger, it's from the other side. Start recording this, Roger.
Yeah, you got to get this. We're all out here. We're just out here looking. There's a dog. Even the dog's tripping. There it is. Big face. Gonna record that too? The dog's even barking. All right, he's getting it too. So you'll probably have two views of the phone. We're just both zooming in on this thing. It's massive. It looks like it's looking at us. Now, I've seen this on the social media. There it is. Looks like something. I don't know what that is. Got it?
Yeah, I'm getting it. Do about it.
Oh, help us!
Yeah.
Help us!
This might be the...
Wow. And would you know, they got like the chemtrails flying across. Look, they're trying to block it out.
And now for this next story, I want you to check this out, because think about some of the things that have been happening. We had the aliens in Las Vegas. Remember the landing of the 8-foot tall creature, the 10-foot tall creature that was reported by the family in Vegas after seeing a UFO, flying over. We had the face peelers in Peru. As an example, people flying around, removing people's faces. Yes, strange things. Well, this is another one. This is just happened a couple days ago. Shooting in Miami's Overtown neighborhood leaves man dead, police say. Right after this happened, there was one early video that came out where somebody was mentioning something to do with like tall figures, that there was creatures or something involved in this. I know, that's strange. And that's all I saw. It was just this one clip, just a girl and a guy talking about what they were looking at. There's people running crazy through the streets, all kinds of guns going off. And they mentioned something to do with creatures. Well, I found another video. It just came up like in the last 24 hours or so, of a man who claims to have been there and seen what's going on. And he's got a crazy story. So once again, you decide. Okay. But I wanted to share this because it's right in line with my thought process here, how the veil truly is lifting quickly and stranger things are becoming the normal. They're coming in.
You know what I'm saying? I was down in Miami for the New Year's. You know what I'm saying? Me and my girl, I got a little timeshare. We was down there on a mini vacay, just to start the New Year's with, right? So anyway, we had that mall. So we had Foot Locker or whatever. Next thing you know, you start hearing all this commotion outside. Sound like firecrackers or something. So, I grab my clothes. I'm like, I'm about to get up out of here because, I originally thought that they were shooting. I thought, some type of gunfight had broke out, whatever the case is, because, we're not to swerve. Next thing I know, it's like crazy. Like, we just see all these people running, like, you know, fat chicks, you know, old ladies. Like, I'm talking about moving. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, old people even. I'm talking about moving. So, you know, my girl, she like, what's going on? Like, fuck all that. We out. Like, I'm not going to ask no questions. We just going to follow the crowd. Next thing you know, real, like, gunshots start going off. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, we trying to follow the crowd, get out of there. I look back, no cap, yo. No cap. I look back, it looked like a big ass shadow. But it was solid at the same time, like a few shadows, but they were solid at the same time. And it almost looked like they was coming our direction, like they was chasing us, but they was disappearing and reappearing closer. So I'm like, yo, what? So we start really moving. Next thing you know, we start hearing more gunshots. Like, these dudes start firing at this shit. We get outside, mad police, all that. You know what I'm saying? The police is like trying to get all the people that ran out the mall. They like trying to like detain these people, whatever. But you know, me and my girl, we ended up just, you know, sliding past all that and everything like that. But you know, a lot of people say, why didn't nobody film and all that when that type of shit is going on? You know what I'm saying? Shit like that, like some paranormal. Nobody thinking about no phone. You know what I'm saying? Everybody going survival mode. But for real, they lying, yo. All them officers and all that, they was not there because of no kids fighting. It was really some like movie shit going on in there, yo. So, you know, that's what it was, yo.
The startling footage we're about to show you was photographed by a 42-year-old, Romero Valadares. This video was taken yesterday afternoon at his son's 7th birthday in the city of Passo Fundo, Brazil. It was sent to the local news bureau there and sent to us via satellite just a few minutes ago. All initial opinions are this is genuine. What you're about to see may disturb you.
Move, children! Vamanos!
Tá atrás da garagem! Tá atrás daí! It's behind!
Some of you may have heard this story about Taylor Swift fans reporting that they're losing their memories during the concert. After the show, they're missing large parts of it in their mind and their memory. And I really think they're under attack. We've seen what happened with Travis Scott's concert, and not just him, but many others, as far as how obviously satanic a lot of this stuff has become. Taylor Swift is no different. I've shown you a few videos and clips of things from Taylor Swift as well. I mean, she's laying out the end times and the rapture of the church during her concerts. I showed you guys that clip. So there is real witchcraft going on, real spell casting taking place out there. And once again, this is just another example to me how all this stuff is becoming normalized. No longer needing to hide, they're putting all this stuff just right out there. But keeping that in mind, there's a concert, an opening to a concert from an artist named Remy, I just found recently, and it's got it all. You know, Black Cube, Horses of Revelation, completely satanic. And just look at the massive crowd, though. The people love it. You know, they're eating it up. Anyway, check this out from Remy.
Thank you.
One of the first really big lies and deceptions that every child is told in every child's life, for the most part, they're told about Santa Claus, that there's a jolly old fat man that's going to give you presents because you've been a good little boy or girl. And we know this is crap, okay? Santa being an anagram for Satan. Obvious, yeah? But what about Krampus? Let's go back a little bit more into the history of who this Santa Claus really is. And once again, just another example to me of stripping down all the polish and all the BS on the surface and looking at what this beast system really is and what it stands for. And in my opinion, you have to look no further than Krampus, especially for the holidays. Do you realize how many Krampus festivals they have in this world? They're all over the world. They happen every year. And they're absolutely dark and wicked, I believe. I did a little compilation here. Just check this out and you'll see what I mean. But once again, this is stripping it down, removing the polish and seeing everything for what it is. We're in a satanic system. We're in the beast system. You're a spirit living in the flesh. And the only way to get out of here, to truly make it back home, is through our Heavenly Father's Son, Jesus Christ, through his sacrifice for us. For your sins. It's the only way back. Otherwise, it's going to look like this. Otherwise, we'll be held captive by the enemy, by Satan, forever. Luciferian Freemasons run this world and have been working on building this final beast system with the devil himself, you know, through channeling, through summoning demons, and through occult practice, witchcraft. Over the last few years, I've been saying that, you know, there's coming a time quickly where there'll be no need for decoding because everything's going to be straight up out in the open. I believe that's what tribulation's going to be, like all these evils, all this darkness. All these forces that hide in shadows we've contended with all this time are going to be at the forefront. Everything's going to be out in the open. And you see that reflected in movies and TV shows and everything. It's just coming out. Look at all the satanic programming we see coming out now. And they remade the movie, this classic movie, House Party. And LeBron James, Freemason LeBron James, is in that movie too. The new House Party. I'm going to show you a little clip from there. But even in this new one, goes to show that they're all Freemasons, and they make a couple people fight to the death, have a blood match on the checkerboard floor. That's a very common theme. I've shown you in videos before multiple examples in all kinds of movies where they show death on the checkerboard floor, which is, of course, in reference to satanic sacrifice that's taking place in some of these lodges, you know, the ones on the higher end of the pyramid. Yeah, so here's this clip. I'll just play a little bit, but look how it's just right out in the open, man. There's no hiding it. It's like, this is who we are. Check it out.
Hey, God bless you, man. Yo, what? Y'all tripping, man.
Follow my...
Ice, baby!
It's not to say that the original House Party was, you know, a clean movie for the whole family. It definitely was, you know, had some edge to it, but nothing like this, you know? I mean, really, this is supposed to be a comedy, a wacky comedy about a house party? It turns into a slaughter on the Freemason floor, right? No, no, no. But these are the things that really happen. They really take place all around. You know, we're in a very evil place. We're in the beast system. And it's about to pull its mask off. It's about to be completely demasked. And we're going to see, you know, what this really is and how bad it can be. So I always tell you, I'm not a preacher or a pastor. I do love Jesus. And I've been doing my work for him for many years. And I just hope it helps. That's really how I feel. I just hope it all helps. You know, I've seen this. I've been able to see things for a long time. And I know I'm not alone. Many of you are the same way. And we try to wake up the others because we care. We don't even have to know them. Don't even have to know each other. But we care. And that's that hive mind of Christ, if you will. You know, you care about the others. You want to get them saved. You want them to snap out of it. 2024 is going to be one hell of a year. I'll still be making my videos, I'll still be doing my shows, and just doing the best I can to keep up with it all. Because it's coming in fast. It's all coming in really quick. And I know a lot of people are scared, a lot of people are breaking. But don't. See, that's again where you should rush to Jesus. Accept Him as your personal Lord and Savior. Be filled with the Holy Spirit. And be sealed until your day of redemption. So no fear. You lose the fear of that. Because that's where the focus should be now. This world is going away. This world is going away, and people are being hit with that reality right now, but it's going to be full-on shock, I believe, soon. And I think a lot of things are going to pop off here in 2024. It's just going to keep accelerating, you know, so we'll try to keep up with it as we do. Try to keep reporting on it. Most importantly, warning others, sharing this relevant information that we find with others, in hopes it truly opens their spiritual eyes, gets them to accept Jesus, you know, get connected back to their Heavenly Father through the Son. It's a goal, it's a mission, and all of us are on it, whether we realize it or not, we're on it. You don't have to have a big platform or anything either, you know, just tell your friends, your family, your coworkers, share the word, get it out there, and just keep trying, hang in there. I don't think we have much longer. I don't know exactly when, but I'm just like many other people. I'm waiting on Harpazo. I'm waiting on the Rapturo, the snatching away, the catching away, which I believe is coming very soon, like any time. So as always, guys, I hope these videos help you, and I always appreciate you checking them out. I'm already working on new things now, so I'll have a new video up again real soon. So thank you very much, man. God bless you. I hope you choose wisely, as we really are right at the door of tribulation. And all this is really about to start popping off. We're going to be seeing some really, really crazy weird things this year. I feel it. I know it. I can just tell. I can forecast by the trends I see. So hang in there. Buckle up. Lean in close to Christ. No fear. All right? And you guys take care of yourselves. I'll see you in the next video. Thank you.